broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Woodstock, Georgia, it's time for Cherokee Business Radio. Now, here's your host.
Well, we are actually not in the studio live today. We are in Woodstock on the green at the Kids Business Expo, Kids Biz Expo. And we're so excited because we've got someone new to interview right now. Her name is Venus Dang. She's here with her booth and her products, and it's called Fifi's Place. Tell me about it, Phoenix.
So it started as me just painting for fun, and my mom said, hey, you can make a business out of this. So I started selling my anime glass paintings because that's what I was interested in.
Here, just hold that for a bit. Yeah.
So, and I merged into candles somehow whenever I had way too many monster cans.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how those products were made.
Have you always been interested in like anime? Is it just
Yeah.
of always been a part of your life?
Yeah, my dad has always loved anime.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah.
So it's kind of something he can appreciate.
Yeah.
Isn't it great to have a mom that's so supportive of what you're doing too?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Aw. So what was your first product that you actually like made and sold? Do you still remember that first sale?
That first sale would probably be one of my smaller paintings.
Mm-hmm.
And technically, my first client was my aunt.
Oh.
Because she's like, oh, you really like this. Let me buy three from you.
Oh, great.
And I made her three one-piece paintings.
Well, you have a supportive family. It's so nice. I can't imagine trying to pull a business together, you know, when you're a kid and don't
yeah.
know the industry so well without having such support. Well, so what is the most, like, fun thing that you do with your business?
Well, currently it's just I can trap myself in my room for hours painting, and my parents won't bother me.
Because they know.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're in, like, a flow? You know what I mean? When you're kind of in the zone of painting and drawing, you kind of have, like, this flow
yeah.
feeling.
Yeah. It's whenever I'm in the moment, I can do everything, but as soon as I'm out, I just need like a week break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of reset yourself a little
yeah.
bit. Aw. So here you are at the expo. Tell me about the things that you're selling here.
Well, I'm selling like bear and pine tree glass paintings because my last expo was in North Carolina.
Wow.
In the Smokies. I also have a bunch of Monster Can energy drinks and soda can candles. And then I have, of course, my anime paintings with me today.
So you've got like three different products you're
yeah.
selling. What was it like? What's it like to travel around to different expos and sell things?
It's pretty interesting because both my mom and my grandpa are also crafters. So whenever we travel places, they also sell their things. But since Kid Biz exists, it's just my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. It's a family industry.
Yeah.
What are some of the candles that you have? What would entice them one to come on over to your booth?
Well, I know my generation, at least, is absolutely obsessed with energy drinks. And then younger kids like sodas. And whenever it's adults, I have a bunch of beer cans.
Oh,
yeah.
So do they have different scents?
Yeah.
What do they smell like?
I try to match them with the actual drink flavor, but whenever it's something like beer or root beer and I can't have a fruit scent to it, I just go with the color of the can.
Wow, that's really smart, because you can imagine what it's already going to smell like by looking at the can. It's
yeah.
not like it's some random thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. So what's the most satisfying part of your business? Like, what do you just think is just the best?
Whenever I sell a lot at one expo, it's just fulfilling.
Like, it's satisfying. Like, you feel like, oh,
yeah.
this is what I should be doing. Where do you see it going?
Just probably the same thing for the next few years until I go out to college.
Do you have an online presence as well?
Only on Facebook.
On Facebook? Where could people find you on Facebook?
Fifi's Place on Facebook. The logo is a cactus because for some reason there's another Fifi's Place.
Oh.
Yeah.
But you're the Fifi's Place with the cool, like, anime stuff.
Yeah.
Are there shows that you watch anime-wise?
Yeah.
What is your favorite?
Probably Akame ga Kill.
Oh, my son likes Hunter x Hunter. Do you know that one?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I know about anime. That was it. My one tidbit. Well, so who are some of your influences? Like, do you look at different people who are doing this and kind of
So everything I do starts is like a random trend that is happening on TikTok, and I try it, and then I end up liking it, and I keep doing it even whenever the trend dies off, and so I just started selling it.
Wow, that's so smart. TikTok's kind of everything and everywhere. Do you have a TikTok as well then?
Not for this.
No. Oh, not for this? Maybe.
Yeah, I keep, every time I try to film it, I keep forgetting to film it because I just, it dries and then I go back to painting constantly.
Yeah. It's hard to be like, I don't know, in your mind always thinking, market myself, you know, all the time when you really are enjoying what you're doing. But this is a good opportunity here at Business Radio X. So we're so happy that you're able to come on the show and kind of talk about some of the fun things that you've got. I mean, what is it like to travel with your family to go do? Does that make you feel closer, I guess, is what I'm thinking?
Yeah. I mean, it's just me and my parents most of the time because my brother, like, doesn't do that kind of stuff, so he usually just stays home. So, yeah, it makes us closer, but we all miss my brother.
Aw. Yeah. What's something that's kind of surprising to you about having your own business as, you know, sort of a child? I don't want to call you a child, but kid. I don't know.
People don't necessarily take you seriously.
Really?
Yeah. And then, but my parents have given me free reign of my business, and I can do whatever I want with it. So even if I mess up on something, I have to fix it myself.
Wow, that's okay. A lot of adults could benefit from that sort of, I think, skill, including myself. Well, so what would you like to see happen today? Would you like to see lots of people come and just, like, enjoy your products? And
Yeah. That would be amazing if a lot of people came. And, yeah.
Well, how about we tell them where to find you if they're listening? Your booth is right behind the Business Radio. We share booth space right behind the Business Radio X booth. And you've got some really, I mean, you've got like a lot of products here that could really entice a lot of people to come by. So we would love to be able to help you do that. Thank you for coming on, Phoenix. I really appreciate that. And we'll be chatting next door and, like, fanning each other in the heat. But come by. Take a look at some of these great products that kind of have just come from one of our Woodstock residents here. Happy to be able to support your business and hope that it goes so well today for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, you know what? Let's leave our listeners with one piece of advice or counsel. And I think we'll ask everybody. She's our first guest, so we're making this up as we go. Maybe today we'll ask everybody like that one piece, and we'll give them a little heads up. We won't drop it on them like we are with her. But maybe just like one little piece of advice to anybody. It doesn't even have to be a young person thinking about striking out on their own and opening a business. Let's leave them with one piece of advice.
Good question.
If you enjoy doing it as a hobby, maybe don't do a business. But if you genuinely continue doing it, go ahead and make a business out of it.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, we're so happy to have you. Good luck today. We hope it goes so well for you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back in a few from Kid Biz Expo.